Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Richard Hooker is back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Richard's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the co-author of Shoestring Venture, the Startup Bible. He's a senior managing consultant at SDM Advisory Group, and he's our good friend, Richard Hooker. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to be back here.
It's good to have you back, as always, Richard. Richard, there's a term out there that some of us keep hearing about that we know what it means when it comes to our computer, but some people are applying it to their lives or their businesses or whatever. And we all know what it means to reboot our computers. But what's up with rebooting the business or our lives? What does that mean?
Well, to reboot a business is to restart it. It's to think of yourself again in startup mode. Now, I have been seeing this over and over again, and I want to talk about what the overall look of rebooting your business is all about, what the overall process of restarting your business is about. Now, I'll tell you a story. There's a pizza joint near here. I walk in, and as I'm ordering a pizza, the Yellow Pages guy comes in asking for ads. And the owner comes out and says, sorry, we can't do it. We're losing money. Nothing seems to be... You know, we've got to retrench on things.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at it, and you say, aha, very knowingly, we have all watched businesses do that.
Mm-hmm.
Just slowly die off or
yep.
slowly respond to adversity by cutting back, by essentially letting the business die off. It's not just that pizza joint. There are a lot of people in that tub right now because of the recession. Hopefully we have a economic recovery that is going to start happening a little bit more, but
mm-hmm.
we can't count on that. What rebooting means is if you're out there and the business is not succeeding, you need to restart. You either quit or you need to start. But if you just sit back and let the business die off by retrenching, you're just going to, well, you're a patient on the table.
But you're not suggesting that pizza guy turn into a shoe store, are you?
No. I'm suggesting that he go back to the foundations of the business. Now, remember, when you start up a business, if you're starting it up right, you're starting it up with planning. You try to organize a business. You try to set up some controls. The question is, well, it's very, very similar to... When I used to teach at Washington State University, I would always hear from students who didn't like their grades. I would always hear some variation of, but I worked really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually I got to the point where I had a canned effort doesn't count speech.
Mm-hmm.
Effort doesn't count, only success
only
counts.
Performance.
And that's right. And so the problem is not that you're not making an effort. You're not making the right efforts.
Mm-hmm.
You're not doing the right thing to produce success at the end. So what we mean by rebooting is that you're going to sit down and relook at the business from the ground up. You're going to look at everything as if you were a new entrepreneur who had come in and bought the business, and you're going to turn it around.
And when you come in as a brand new owner, in this rebooting process, you're going to look at things that aren't working, and you're going to call it like it is. You're not going to say, "Oh, you know, I'm so in love with that idea; it just needs more time." You're going to say, "You know what? I don't know whose idea that was, but that ain't working."
That's right. Even if it was your own,
right?
You know, I like to
right.
say to people, I've said this many times as a consultant: reality is not an option in business. It's a requirement.
Right.
But rebooting a pizza store, sitting down and going back into startup mode. Now, another thing that happens to entrepreneurs, and this is also going to get a knowing assent from you, is that entrepreneurs slowly turn themselves into employees of the business. They slowly turn themselves into somebody who's coming in and doing the work every day,
mm-hmm.
just as if they were a hired manager,
instead of
staying an entrepreneur mode.
Instead of leading instead of leading the company, exactly. That's exactly what we do. You know, and the other thing, folks, this rebooting thing, ask your customers. I know we're probably going to talk about that in a little bit, because maybe the problem with that pizza company is they didn't have the right cheese. Maybe customers didn't like their cheese. Maybe that's all he had to do was ask the customers, and when the customer says, well, we'd come back if you had better cheese, well, maybe that's all it takes. We're going to be right back with Richard Hooker, the author of Shoestring Venture, after these messages. We're talking about rebooting your business. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.